This is your Stanley County Radio News Report from WSPC 1010 AM and WZKY 1580 AM Stereo. Alcoa's request for another 50 years license from the federal government to operate their Yadkin Hydroelectric Project has brought about much discussion. Yesterday on Wednesday on our newscast, we had a presentation from Gene Ellis of Alcoa on the matter. Today, we'll have remarks from Stanley County Commissioner Lindsay Donovan on the subject. Now, Stanley County Commissioner Lindsay Donovan, his comments were recorded earlier.
There's really only one thing you need to know about the relicensing of the Yadkin River. The people of North Carolina should have control of and manage the waters of North Carolina. The supply and availability of water is the top issue in our state, and decisions we make now will affect us for decades into the future. Our concern is not about honoring our past or affirming an economic or political doctrine. Water is necessary to sustain life. We are negotiating the future for our children and grandchildren. Owning the license is the key, no matter who runs the dams. In the past few months, those opposed to Alcoa's relicensing provided elected officials across our region information regarding the project and asked for their support. This culminated with the North Carolina General Assembly voting unanimously in July to direct the State Environmental Review Commission to study the impacts of the Yadkin Hydroelectric Project. The bill, signed into law by Governor Mike Easley, requires the commission to consider and develop proposals and include them in a report due the first day of February next year. In support of that bill, this past Saturday, the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners, at its annual meeting, unanimously passed a resolution supporting the state's Environmental Review Commission study. Commissioners in all 100 counties understand the importance of water to the people of this state. The Yadkin River is a major source of fresh water for drinking supplies, recreation, and industrial uses. It is our water and our future, economically as well as environmentally. Let's not have an out-of-state company with no other interest in the area shut us out and dictate to us, our children and their children, about how we can and should use our natural water resource in North Carolina now and for another 50 years. It is important to understand that Alcoa agreed 50 years ago to accept a license for the exclusive use of the Yadkin River flows for hydropower on the condition that the U.S. government could exercise its option to get back its control of the river at the expiration of Alcoa's license. Alcoa also agreed then on the formula for the price that the real owner of the river, the U.S. government, would pay Alcoa for the entire project, including the dams and power plants. The amount agreed upon for the project is $24,158,903, according to Alcoa's application. The project can be paid for with 5 months of revenues from the project. Alcoa Power Generating Incorporated pays approximately $320,000 in property taxes to Stanley County. They received that amount in revenues in only 3 days. They asked for and received a tax break of $1 million per year from the state government for a promise that would keep jobs in our state. Those jobs are no longer here. Alcoa's property tax payments to Stanley County have decreased by at least 50% in recent years as it pursues smelting operations outside the United States. Alcoa is no longer a major employer in Stanley County. If FERC renews APGI's license, there are no plans to create any new jobs for Stanley County citizens. Its only plan right now with the Yadkin Hydroelectric Project is to generate electricity it can sell to out-of-state markets for tens of millions of dollars on the power grid, using water from the Yadkin to serve as its free source of generating its energy. Alcoa has no commitment to sell the power from the project at cost to electricity consumers in North Carolina. And it could sell its license to an outside party as well, with the license remaining in effect until its 50-year period ends. In this scenario, a foreign country or company could control the water of the Yadkin River. The conditions of the contract with FERC provide the licensee with control of the flow of the water in the river. Even the governor of the state and the state government cannot take water from the river unless it is allowed to do so by either stipulations in the license or if the licensee would agree to new conditions. Already the citizens of our county pay to drink water from the Yadkin. The city of Albemarle pays Alcoa for water that is then treated and distributed across the county. What will future citizens have to pay to drink water from our own river basin? And who should decide whether water is available to drink or used to generate power to benefit those outside of our state? Alcoa's promise to respect the project's environment has proven to be false. A study conducted this year found that the available data clearly indicate that Baden Lake and the area downstream have significant human, health, and ecological problems. Alcoa pledges, if granted a new license, to improve water quality with $200 million in new investments. Actually, those improvements were promised under the old license. Conditions in the proposed new license do not even require these improvements to be completed for 12 more years. In 2008, we must ask what is in the public interest, to renew the license, or consider different conditions, or to recapture the project. Is it fair for a private corporation to use a public resource, the waters of the Yadkin River, to generate huge revenues and not provide something of significant value back to the region? As I said, there is really only one thing you need to know about the relicensing of the Yadkin River. The people of North Carolina should control and manage the waters of North Carolina.
That was Stanley County Commissioner Lindsay Donovan with his comments on Alcoa's request for another 50 years license from the federal government to operate their Yadkin Hydroelectric Project. And again, we had comments from Gene Ellis with Alcoa on yesterday's Wednesday's